Satan defeated. As if hypnotized, the wicked watch the coronation of the Son of God. They see in his hands the tablets of the divine law they have despised. They witness the outburst of adoration from the saved, and as the wave of melody sweeps over the crowds outside the city, all exclaim, "Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints." Falling face down, they worship the Prince of Life. Satan seems paralyzed. He had once been a covering cherub, and he remembers how much he has lost. He is forever excluded from the council where he once was honored. He sees another now standing near to the Father, an angel of majestic presence. He knows that the exalted position of this angel might have been his. Memory recalls what heaven was like to him in his innocence, the peace and contentment that were his until his rebellion. He reviews his work among humanity and its results, the hostility of one person or group toward another, the terrible destruction of life, the overturning of thrones, the riots, conflicts, and revolutions. He recalls his constant efforts to oppose the work of Christ. As he looks at the fruit of his work, he sees only failure. Again and again in the progress of the great controversy, he has been defeated and forced to yield. The aim of the great rebel has always been to prove that God's government was responsible for the rebellion. He has led vast multitudes to accept his version of the great controversy. For thousands of years, this chief of conspiracy has sold falsehood for truth. But the time has now come when everyone will see the history and character of Satan. In his last effort to dethrone Christ, destroy his people, and take possession of the city of God, the arch-deceiver has been fully unmasked. Those who united with him see the total failure of his cause. Satan sees that his voluntary rebellion has made him unfit for heaven. He has trained his powers to war against God. The purity and harmony of heaven would be supreme torture to him. He bows down and admits the justice of his sentence. Every question of truth and error in the long-standing controversy has now been fully answered. The whole universe has seen the results of setting aside God's law. For all eternity, the history of sin will stand as a witness that the happiness of all the beings God has created depends on the existence of his law. The whole universe, loyal and rebellious, with one voice declares, "Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints." The hour has come when Christ is glorified above every name that is named. For the joy set before him, that he might bring many sons and daughters to glory, he endured the cross. He gazes on the redeemed, renewed in his own image. He sees in them the result of the labor of his soul, and he is satisfied. In a voice that reaches everyone, righteous and wicked, he declares, "See the purchase of my blood. For these I suffered, for these I died."